This is the Flight Wisdom Guru with Briefing 19. Airship Ventures Zeppelin Eureka began offering passenger flights from Camarillo Airport in Ventura County, California. A second series of flights will be on May 15th. The Eureka is the world's largest airship and is one of only three Zeppelins currently operating. Its cabin accommodates one pilot, one flight attendant, and 12 passengers, with luxury features including oversized panoramic windows, an onboard restroom with window, and a 180-degree rear observation window. Iraqi Airways resumed service between London Gatwick and Baghdad, with a stop in Malmo, Sweden, for security checks. There has not been a direct flight between the two countries in 20 years. There will be two flights weekly, operated by a 737-400, which will stop on the way to London, but be non-stop on the return. The first flight touched down this past Sunday, with only 30 passengers. Unlike most flights traditionally met by water cannon salutes, this one was met by attorneys for the Kuwaiti government, seeking to seize the assets of Iraqi Airways. Fortunately for the continued operation of the service, the plane is leased and operated by a Swedish company, and Iraqi Airways has no assets in England for the Kuwaitis to seize. More on this can be found in the show notes. American Airlines was forced to delay the launch of their new service from Chicago to Beijing. The airline attributed the delay to not having received commercially viable landing and takeoff slots for Beijing Capital International Airport from the Chinese aviation authorities. While not strictly airline-related, Hertz will be buying rival Dollar Thrifty for $1.27 billion. Hertz uses about 95% of its fleet during the week and only 30 to 40% on weekends, whereas Dollar Thrifty uses most of its fleet on weekends. But expect to pay more for rentals as Hertz gains more clout in the industry. According to the Burbank Leader, Southwest Airlines will be cutting 12% of its weekly flights at Burbank's Bob Hope Airport by September, a 6% reduction in total flights at the airport. Last year's passenger numbers fell to their lowest in 8 years, as many carriers have replaced mainline with regional service. Elsewhere, Southwest did announce new service. They will extend their daily seasonal service from Baltimore to Los Angeles from its original end date of August 13th to at least October 30th. Out of Phoenix, they are adding twice daily service to Minneapolis, beginning August 15th, and once daily service to Boston, beginning September 7th. Both are large nonstop markets, but will also offer good connectivity to other Southwest destinations. The United States and Israel have reached an open skies agreement. The agreement will allow airlines from both countries to choose routes and destinations based on demand, and with no restriction on the number of carriers or number of flights that can be operated. It also frees U.S. and Israeli carriers to set up cooperative marketing agreements and code sharing. Allegiant Airlines announced new nonstop service from Twin Falls, Idaho to Las Vegas, beginning June 17th. Service between Magic Valley Regional Airport and McCarran International Airport will be twice weekly. The FAA announced it has proposed a penalty of $348,000 against Chautauqua Airlines, a subsidiary of Republic Airways Holdings, which also owns several other carriers, including Frontier Airlines. The penalty would be for operating planes for as many as thousands of flights beyond the point at which mandatory inspections or replacements of various components should have been performed. The airline has 30 days to respond to the FAA. More on this as it develops. Speaking of violations, Southwest Airlines, which bumped more passengers than any U.S. carrier last year, was fined $200,000 for violating rules related to such practices. Specifically, the airline failed to give them written notices of their rights and promptly pay bumped passengers. The airline bumped 13,113 passengers last year, 80% more than the next closest carrier. Although Southwest carried the most U.S. passengers, passengers faced a greater chance of being bumped on other carriers. The worst offender, in terms of percentages, would be American Eagle. Airlines must advise passengers that they are entitled to cash or check of the amount owed and not merely a travel voucher. This, of course, applies only to involuntary denied boarding, not if you voluntarily agree to give up your seat. The fine will be partly waived if Southwest does not receive further complaints in the next year, and 10% can be put towards developing ways to better inform the public. American Eagle announced new nonstop service from Dallas-Fort Worth to Columbus, Georgia. Columbus is home to Fort Benning, several corporations, and the National Civil War Naval Museum. Service will be twice daily using 44-seat Embraer regional jets and will begin July 15th. Alitalia will resume non-stop service from Rome to Los Angeles 5 times weekly, beginning June 5th. The service, operated with Boeing 777-200 aircraft with 291 seats, will be the only service from the west coast of the United States to Italy. And whether you're in economy or magnifica class, wine is complimentary. JetBlue announced its plans for the slots they will be securing at Washington's National Airport. They will enter the market with 7 daily round trips to Boston and 1 daily round trip to Fort Lauderdale and 1 to Orlando beginning November 1st. Service will be out of Terminal A. And now, a new feature. Here is your business aviation briefing.
This is Binay Wilson. I am the online managing editor for business aviation at Aviation Week Group of Publications. And today I'm going to be talking about the 10th annual European Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition, also known as EBACE, that's coming up in Geneva next week. I'm going to be leaving on Friday, and I've been talking to a lot of people in the industry about this year's EBACE. Last year was, I think everybody would agree, was pretty miserable. It was right in the middle of the worst recession since the Great Depression, and also the hardest hit part of business aviation. Business was down, exhibits were down, and aircraft on the static display were down. As a matter of fact, we do our show news every year, and we had a skeleton crew. And this year, we've got the full complement because I spoke to Barry Humphrey, who is the president of the European Business Aviation Association, which holds EBACE in conjunction with the National Business Aviation Association. And he says the numbers are up all the way. Aircraft that are going to be on display, they have run out of space. The exhibits are all pretty much full, and people are much more optimistic about this year's show than last year. And it looks like the manufacturers are going to be out in full force. We're going to have Embraer there with most of their products. Gulfstream is going to be there. I got a press release from them saying they're going to have some of their aircraft there. I'm hoping to see the 650, probably not, though, because they're still doing testing on that. Also, they're having a European safety stand down. This is a event that's usually held in the States, and this is the third year they're doing it in Geneva. And it's right before EBACE, and it's sponsored by EBAA, NBAA, and Bombardier. And basically, it allows people who have a vested interest in business aviation to meet and get together and listen to speakers talk about safety issues and flying safe. And among some of the speakers will be a professor from Embry-Riddle University. We've got somebody from the National Test Pilot School. And if you are an NBAA certified aviation manager, you can have education credits available. And they're telling me they're probably going to be about 100 people at this year's safety stand down. And then finally, EBAA is celebrating 10 years of EBACE, and they came up with a top 10 list of the biggest milestones in European business aviation. And if you go to their website, which is ebaa.org, you can see the whole list. But among the milestones that we're talking about is contributing almost 20 billion euros in annual gross value added to the European economy, 164,000 jobs, and wages and salaries that total 5.7 billion euros. This is going to be a pretty good show. We're all looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to it because it'll be nice to go to a show where there's some optimism and people are feeling good about the industry. And please come to aviationweek.com/biz, and you can see my reports and the rest of our team reports from EBACE next week. And you can also follow me on Twitter at avweekbenet, B-E-N-E-T, and I look forward to chatting with you.
Briefing 19 was released April 28th, 2010. We would like to thank our special guest and remind our listeners that if you would like to be a guest on the briefing, please contact us at blog.flightwisdom.com/contact or on Twitter at flightwisdom. And now, a final word.
And this is Binay Wilson, and happy jetting. Oh, yay!